Growth and release are connected. You can't grow your business and you can't grow professionally or personally if you also want to be in control. Before you take control of a situation, release it to someone else. I have a client right now who is looking to exponentially grow his business. It pains me to watch him struggle with this because I can see so clearly why he can't break through, and I don't think he sees it at all. He has to be in control from his calendar down to every detail of his business. He is the final decision maker, and therefore control limits his potential. The pitch challenge today: relinquish control of one thing in your life to someone else today. Baby steps here for my fellow control freaks. I confess that I struggle with remaining in control, but I also recognize that this need to be in control of everything has limited my potential, so it's something I'm actively working on. Last year, I hired an executive assistant to help me with my schedule, staying on top of client deadlines, and handling some of the meticulous details of my work. I've resisted releasing control of these little but important tasks for years because of fear that someone will mess it up. I've also attempted to hire people for this role before, and it hasn't worked out. But what I've learned is that doesn't mean I don't need to release control in this area of my work. It just means I haven't found the right person, and I have to keep trying to delegate this part of my workload, or ultimately, my clients are the ones who will suffer. Hopefully, I have found the right executive assistant now, but recognize that releasing control takes time. What do you need to delegate and get off your plate so you can experience more success and growth? Place your trust in someone else and don't give up if it doesn't work out right away. Keep working at it so you can increase your capacity to have even more success.